100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, hello everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday already.
I know.
Crazy.
How are you this morning, Ari?
Well, you know, I figured out something.
Oh, have you? Good.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
well,
ready to hear it.
What have you got
for us?
Okay, you know that you've hit rock bottom when you're tired and you got nothing left in the tank than when you're wearing grey tracksuit pants and thongs to work.
You know what, though? That looks...
Pajama pants!
They are a little bit pajama-y.
I feel like I'm at a sleepover.
Your top is very stylish.
Is it? It looks like a bedshirt.
No, I think you can pull it off. You go, this is my, you know, because it's a little bit sort of rainy and cold. Mm. You go, this is my rainy day couture.
Oh, yes, the thermals, darling.
Whatever you say.
Whatever.
And just call it fashion. I mean...
Fashion is anything, really, these days, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. You see these people walking around, you know, well, any of Kanye's friends.
Yeah.
And you see what they wear and they go to Fashion Week.
That's true. Oh, hey, you know what's even more couture than Fashion Week?
What's that?
I got these trackies from Aldi. Good different.
That is funny. No, you haven't. I reckon you know what you're doing.
Yeah, sure.
That's what you tell people.
Ultimate comfort.
Just tell them they're Gucci.
Yeah.
No one will know.
Great. Oh, I'll do that. Maybe I'll sew a little G or something into the pants.
There you go.
Make it look more real.
There you go. That's all you need in life. A little G. A little G.
Mm. Okay.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So do you remember this story, or there's been a couple of them, about people who bought Bitcoin in the early days and you have to keep, like, the key on a hard drive?
Oh,
no. As part of it. Anyway, that's how Bitcoin works. You have to keep the key on a hard drive.
Okay.
They then thought, oh, it's worthless. This is the early days, and threw the computer away.
Ooh.
Right? There's been a few of these.
Mm.
One guy in the UK has been trying to get his computer back from the tip. Like, he's been trying to... asking them to try and, like, let him dig it up.
Surely it's long gone by now.
Well, he's been in contact with them for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And he... because his Bitcoin's so valuable, right? So now... he's saying, look, if you let me get into it, I'll be fine. You know, I can get my Bitcoin back.
Mm-hmm.
They're refusing him. So now he is suing them for $647 million.
What?
Well, that's the value of the Bitcoin if he could get it back.
But why is he suing them? Because
they won't let him get his old computer back.
Have you ever heard of something like this before? Like, does anyone want to go get their old rubbish back?
Yeah, well, there's another one in America. It's like there's $1 billion worth of Bitcoin on some computer that got thrown away. Because it was like early days, people bought it, and then for years it was worth nothing.
You know what, I'd probably go to the same extreme lengths if like someone threw my teddy bears out. But no, I'm contacting Summer Hill Waste Management because...
I need to get my teddy bears
give
back.
Give me my Winnie the Pooh. It was wrongly chucked out.
It was not worth $640 million though.
Priceless. Can't put a price on memories.
Even more in Ari's eyes. Fair enough.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Walking down the street. Like, you could be walking down Hunter Street.
Oh, yes.
Around
I've done
the station,
that.
The beaches. Just around your local suburb. Doesn't
sure.
matter. There's always going to be someone out walking their dogs, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's over a dozen dogs in our street.
There you go. What is unusual, though, is to see a different type of animal that you wouldn't regularly see on four legs, but on two legs and wings being walked. So this woman is going viral on TikTok at the moment. Her name is Loretto Ortiz. She's been spotted, filmed and photographed, walking her pigeon named Octavio.
So she's on a leash?
She's attached a pigeon to a leash, walking around her city
with
the pigeon.
Absolute bizarre scene thing to see,
Look, it is ridiculous. You take a second look and you go, what kind of weird drugs is she on? But, no, she's perfectly normal. She's a perfectly healthy, psychologically sane woman. She just, it's a rescue bird, right? So
right.
Pigeons, what some people might not know is people take in, I guess, sick or injured pigeons and kind of raise them and they stick around.
Really?
Yeah. This is a thing. My father growing up, what? Used to have pet pigeons.
Rescue pigeons?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Where does he find a injured or sick pigeon? Just, like, that walking along?
Flew into his backyard in Adamstown.
And a pigeon just flew in. Yeah. I went, I've got a cold. I've got a bit of the flu. Ari's dad, can I please have a place to stay?
Lino, he's like, help me.
He's like, no worries. You pop into my pigeon hotel.
Pretty much.
What the heck? What is happening?
But
am I living in a fever dream right now?
This is more common than what you think. Loretto, she's not the only person who's been seen walking pigeons.
My God.
There's another person in Seattle who's been spotted a couple of years ago. There's a profession where you can, like, walk pigeons. It's a thing.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah.
A long time ago, my grandmother had a pet wild pig.
Wild pig?
Like if she found it in the forest, like a little tiny pig.
Really?
Yeah, abandoned by its mum or whatever.
Oh,
and she went,
that's sad.
I'll have this.
Raise it for pork later.
No? She raised it as a pet. Had it for years. It lived in the house.
What was its name?
Wilbur.
Oh,
Wilbur the pig.
I thought you were going to say Porky.
No, and it would, and they'd walk it on a leash. And she said some people would just walk by like it's nothing, and then some people they'd say, "Oh my God, that's a pig!" Like out of the corner of their eye, and they'd run into a lamppost because they were so distracted by it.
Here's a question.
Yes.
With Wilbur.
Yes.
Did he ever try and run away?
No. Very loyal, and they're very smart. Easy to toilet train. Like 5 weeks, they're fully toilet trained. Quicker than dogs.
I was going to say, she kept chasing her bacon.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
How about this invention? The Menno Vest TM trademark.
TM.
It's the world's only menopause simulator allowing people to experience the disruptive symptoms associated with menopause.
So like hot flashes, forgetfulness.
All of that. So it basically looks like a bulletproof vest that you might see on a cop TV show, like NCIS or something.
Yeah.
So it's a black sort of, I guess, vest.
Weighted?
Yeah, weighted vest that goes over the whole chest and over the back.
Yep.
They call it an outerwear garment. Funny.
It is, yeah.
And it's supposed to give intense hot flushes as well as triggering brain fog, palpitations, headache, and anxiety as well as loss of confidence.
Just go for a run. It does the same thing.
Here's their idea, this company, Menno Vest. They'll rent your business a vest on rental, which I'm not sure about because it's got sweaty brine from last week's sweat all over it. I'm guessing they wash it.
Hopefully.
And after, you just put it on for a few minutes and apparently if you wear it, you can appreciate what it's like to have menopause.
Didn't they do something similar with childbirth simulators period pain?
They'd put these like electrodes on you so that you could experience what it's like to give birth or have period pains.
As close as what they possibly could.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
They're saying it's worse than the real one.
I have a question, though.
Okay, I'm ready.
So with these menopause vests, do you think that actual companies will hire these out, make their male employees sit through this just so they can be like, see, this is what women go through. Have some more respect. Is that what this is about?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's the idea. Now, how many companies will actually have, a woke enough HR to actually do this? Surely it's got to be fairly far down the expenses list, right?
Oh, surely. It won't be cheap, but they're just trying to keep themselves probably out of hot water.
Maybe.
Be like, women don't come after us.
Yeah, well, we've done all the training we possibly can, including the Menno vest. I don't know if it's going to take off, honestly.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
Two of my favourite things will be merged together on Netflix in the
Doritos.
Coming weeks. No. Magic Mike, Chad Michael Murray and Christmas.
Oh, is there a new Christmas Magic Mike coming out?
Well, sort of. There's this article in Vanity Fair saying forget Magic Mike, Chad Michael Murray, who's in, Cinderella Story.
He's big, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's in heaps of movies and rom-coms and whatever. Strips down for Netflix Christmas movie. The early aughts heartthrob gets festive and frisky in what is called The Merry Gentleman, which centres on an all-male, holiday-themed review in a seasonal small town. So, basically, it's a Magic Mike show, but Christmas-themed.
Oh, my God.
It's a movie, though.
Oh, sure. That's what you're dressing it up as, or yeah. I'm dressing it as.
Yeah, yeah,
I will
yeah.
not be watching that.
I just think it's great. So, The Merry Gentleman.
Of course you do.
That's right. He's also known so for One Tree Hill, if you remember that show as well in the early
I mean, I remember the show, but whatever
okay.
he is.
Yeah, but anyway. It's oh, my God. I
has
love
he got a good rig?
Yes.
Yeah?
Always has.
What's his best features?
The abs.
The
and
abs?
The hair.
Good hair.
Gorgeous blonde hair, rugged looks.
Is
oh,
he
yes.
sort of got that, like, what's his physique like? Is he lean? Is he built?
No, I would say he's lean, but has a good amount of muscle in the arms.
Yeah, that's
just enough.
Just what you like, isn't it?
Yeah,
lean
it is.
With good arms.
Oh, well, look, it's going to be streaming on Netflix, so I know exactly what I'm going to do when it comes out.
Yeah.
Sit down with some popcorn and some wine and Chad Michael Murray it.
Just enjoy yeah. the experience that is.
The Chad Michael Murray. Anyway.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Sabrina Carpenter, you'd be well aware of her. She's one of the number one pop stars at the moment.
She's amazing.
We play her music all the time.
Mm.
But people are a little bit upset with her because she keeps wearing, like, the as a fashion statement, a lot of sports jerseys.
Oh, I do this
so
as
she,
well.
So, and sometimes she'll wear them, like, of the town she's going to. So, say
aww.
She came to Newcastle,
yep.
she might grab herself a Jets jersey or a Knights jersey and wear it on stage.
Sure, that's actually quite sweet.
I
supporting
think it is,
the town.
It is, right?
Mm.
Except that it's not because it seems like there's a bit of a Sabrina Carpenter curse going on.
What?
Every time she wears one of these jerseys, she's pictured in it. It seems that that sporting team goes down. So
oh,
she's
come
regularly
on.
Seen in a Phillies jersey.
Mm.
They are currently dead in the rankings at the moment. She
ooh.
Went to Canada and wore a Maple Leafs jersey.
Off the ice hockey.
Yep.
Yeah.
They lost their season opener to Montreal. That never happens.
Oh, my God.
Right? This continues. When she was in England, she wore a Three Lions kit.
Okay.
They eventually lost the Euros. She went to Manchester and wore a Manchester United kit, proceeded to get 14th place.
Manchester United.
Yeah, that's right. This was just there before their 14th place position.
What the heck is going on?
She is cursed.
Okay, I thought you were actually joking.
No.
But Sabrina, knock it off.
Exactly.
Knock
all,
it off.
All I can say is please, please, please stop wearing sporting jerseys. You are ruining teams all around the world. And the curse is real. You can wear any other clothes you want, but please, please, please stop what you're doing.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So there's a story that's come out, and the more that I look into it, the more that I read about it, it's actually frightening a little bit. But there is a little bit of, I guess, room for some comedy.
Oh, lucky.
Okay, robot vacuums.
Too scared this morning.
That's right. RoboVac. So you have a RoboVac,
yes,
Prevo.
Yes, recent purchaser.
Mm, would you say that you enjoy it?
I talk about enjoy, but
I appreciate it.
Yes, mm. I'm never going to vacuum the house again.
Yeah, so
that's
it just,
my goal in life.
It helps you with your everyday tasks
yeah,
and whatever.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, robot vacuums in multiple cities over in the US have been hacked just recently in the space of a few days with an attacker physically controlling them and yelling obscenities through their onboard speakers. So I didn't know RoboVacs had speakers, but apparently they do.
Yeah, they're like going back to base. That's what they
oh.
say. And then like, go back to the little base station.
Well, these affected robots over there were all EvoVacs, the D-Bot X2Ss, if you know what that is. Cool. This model was hacked into. So, for example, a Minnesota lawyer, his name's Daniel, was actually watching TV with his family when his robot started to malfunction. So this is just one case study. He says that it sounded like a broken up radio signal. You could hear snippets of maybe what sounded to be a voice.
Oh
and it started
God.
To yell, like, F this, see that,
what?
And this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, it was very intense language around, like, his wife and his, like, 13-year-old son. So it was a lot. So what this guy did, he just dismissed it as some kind of a glitch. So he reset his password, rebooted the robot, sat back down. Almost straight away, it started to move again, this time it was coming, like the voice coming out of the speaker was yelling racist obscenities.
Oh
and
my
it sounded
God.
Like young people kind of yelling through the speaker.
Right, like
so
kids.
So some reason, like these geniuses have hacked to these robots. It's just like, let's mess with a few people here.
Oh my God.
Mm.
I don't know. If that is concerning. And that's actually the reason, because it's different ones. I got one that doesn't have a camera.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't get the cameras.
Yeah, I got one. They use it's called LiDAR, which is kind of a radar, but there's no cameras on it at all.
Mm.
And that was definitely on purpose.
On a lighter note, how great would it be if you were like in a family of like a couple of siblings and a mum and a dad, and you were like some evil genius going, I'm going to hack into this robot and scare the pants off my siblings. That'd be funny.
Well, definitely. And especially if you could do, you know, say things specifically about them or whatever.
Jono, I know what you did last night. If you don't do my side of the dishes, I'ma tell. Yeah.
That kind
I'm
of
I'm watching you.
Sibling vibes for sure.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, we're coming down to crunch time now, Crevo.
Are so we? For what?
Next, well, not you. I am. Next weekend, so on the Saturday, is my boyfriend's Will's birthday, which is a bit nerve-wracking for me because even though it's a bit, it's the first year we're celebrating his birthday together. This is the first birthday between the two of us, right?
Sure.
But I'm not buying him anything. I'm making him something.
That's right. I forgot about this. Oh, we haven't said what it is on the air, is it?
No.
It's a secret.
Yeah. It's a gutsy move. Like, I can't believe that I'm making him something for his first
birthday.
It's a cake. Together.
It's not a cake.
No, it's not food. I'm sewing him something.
Oh, my
God. So I need to get the sewing machine out.
Do you have a sewing machine?
Yes.
Oh, that's lucky.
Yeah, so it's ready to go. I just need to put it all together, but I don't know how I'm going to do it.
See, behind the scenes, I know what it is.
Yeah.
You're and good.
It's going to be difficult.
Are you a regular sewer?
Yes what? And no. Like,
what does that even mean?
I mean, I could do it. I've sewn a blanket before.
I've fixed some clothes. This is way harder than that.
Oh, yeah. It's very fiddly. It's like a little item, and I have to stuff it. It's a whole thing. And I don't know how I'm going to do it. I've looked on Pinterest, YouTube. It looks easy enough, but I don't know. I think I'll,
Let's see how it goes.
It'll be like a butchered animal. It'll be terrible.
Let's see. Here's what I want to see. Right? A photo of the original next to yours.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
That's
all right. No, I can do that. I'll put it up on our socials when it's done.
I totally look forward to that. Why don't you just get him a cake?
You know what, I'll probably just end up... Oh, my God, I can't speak. I'll probably just end up buying him a Lego set or something.
No, you've got to follow through with this. You have been talking about this for, like, months.
I'm so nervous, but I'll just buy him Lego anyway.
Let's see. Anyway.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Emmy, my wife, absolutely loves doing gardening stuff.
Yep. Right?
She's a big fan of it, works hard on it. And one of the things she really likes, actually, is mowing the lawn. Right?
Wow, get you a wife who can do it all.
Well, yeah, she just really enjoys it. We've got a battery mower, like the Bosch one, and she just loves that thing. Ordered it off Amazon. She's like, I want this one. I was like, yeah, get it. If you like it, get it.
So you do the cooking, she does the mowing.
Well, look, I used to do it, and then she started doing it. I really enjoy this job. I was like, all yours. Take it.
Great.
No worries at all. Anyway, she recently... got a new whippersnapper that's also the Bosch battery one. So same batteries, right? Same battery family. So you can pop it on and away you go.
Awesome.
She got this literally the other day, ordered it once again off Amazon. Mm-hmm. It arrives in the mail in a box. I put it together and she goes, right, I want to do the edges right now.
Okay.
Right. Let's go. You know, new toy.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Away you go. She grabs the thing and starts doing, like, around the garage and stuff at the back.
Mm.
I was like, what are you doing? She's using the whippersnipper in my thongs.
Oh, so her toes are exposed.
Well, first of all, they're thongs, so that's already dangerous to be doing whippersnipping.
Yeah.
Second of all, they're mine. They're oversized. My feet are much bigger. You're just a trip hazard. I was like, what are you doing? Go put some shoes on. She's like, oh, yeah, fair. Right? Went and put some shoes on.
She almost lost a toe.
Well, it could have gone so much worse, you know? And this is what I wanted to do here as a bit of a warning to her, pretty much. 4967 4105. what has gone wrong with, like, the yard work, around the house work, or maybe it's like you're on a property and stuff. That's the kind of thing we're after here.
I've got a story myself.
Oh, do you now?
So this was about probably 3 years ago or something like that.
Sure.
I was home for the weekend, and Mum and Dad, because we have, like, a corner block, it's filled with, like, hedges, garden stuff.
Heaps
like
to do.
Yeah, and Mum and Dad love their garden, and fair enough.
Yeah.
So I was helping them with all the yard work one weekend, and we had to, I guess, trim back the hedges.
Yeah.
Mum's operating this electronic, like, hedge trimmer.
Yeah.
Just to make it easier.
Yeah, electric trimmer, yeah.
Yep. And she's reaching above the hedge, right? And then she accidentally, as she's got her finger on, like, the little button to make it go, and, like, cut everything down, she accidentally slips with her hand, and the blades, like, sliced open her forearm.
Oh, my God.
Blood everywhere. And then Mum just screams. They're like, Mum, you okay? And yeah, so her whole forearm was sliced open.
Oh, my God. So injuries like that can happen.
Yep.
Other stuff can go wrong as well. Speaking of trimming the hedges, my mum was trimming, like, the little hedge in front of the house.
Yeah.
This is back in the landline days, cut through the phone line. No electrocution. Just, you have no phone for a few weeks.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Have to re-up Telstra. They've, you know, come out. It's your fault. You know, they want money out of it and everything else.
Not cool.
Not cool at all. Another one that happened to my dad, up a ladder, and the ladder fell away while he was working on doing the guttering work. So he was hanging there.
Oh.
Just wait, yelling and screaming. Someone had to bring the ladder again. Luckily, he was able to get back down again. Someone else was home.
Just don't do the yard work, people. It's so dangerous.
Yard work and things in around the garden and property can go wrong. Mm. We want your stories this morning. 4967 4105. What went wrong when doing the yard work and stuff? In Maitland, Justin, what went wrong with the yard work?
I wasn't so much yard work, mate. I was working on my car and was doing something in the engine bay. My mate decided to rev the engine as I pulled my hand out and my hand got sucked into the supercharger of my car.
What? What?
Is it okay?
I just chopped the top of my index finger off and the end of my pinky, but that's all right.
I'm speechless.
Oh, my God. Did you find the bits sewn back on?
No, it was gone. It was not nice.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Does that mean that you have a really cool, chunky hand?
Oh, I got, like, a short index finger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Justin, that's legendary.
Yeah,
mate.
You
that's
go awesome. To high-five people at the pub, you get a beer every time from the story.
Yeah. Oh, Justin's a person you would want in Halloween time.
Oh, good times for sure, Justin. Thanks for coming on. Great story.
I love it. Okay, let's go to Luke in Wall's End. Good morning. What's your story? Luke, you there?
Luke is gone. Maybe he lost his voice in a yard trimming accident of some sort. That's the only explanation.
1053. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
All right, testing your understanding of the price of stuff, basically. We give you, if you've never heard this game before, this is how it works, right? We'll give you three things that are for sale at local shops or maybe online, and you just have to put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive.
Lowest to luxe.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds easy, usually is, sometimes not.
Yeah, one or two things can get you, so be careful.
Yesterday, didn't win. You know, happens. All right, so today, I'm going to give you a little heads up, right?
Okay, all right.
It's Ari, you're a big snacker. You love
huge
snacks.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be snacks that Ari eats.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, it is fun, right? So, all you have to do is put three things in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Lemon Tree Passage with Rachel. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm good.
Excellent. You know how Lowest to Luxe works?
Yeah.
All right. You get this. Yeah. So three things. You put them in order from cheapest to most expensive. Today is, we're going on snacks that Ari might eat because Ari loves snacks and she's always munching away on them in the background and that's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So I've picked things that she might like. All right, you ready for this, Rachel?
Yep.
All right, first one from Woolies Glendale, the Doritos Corn Chips Cheese Supreme Share Pack 170 gram.
Perfect.
Normal price, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Item number two, the gold medal pork crackle snacks, 50 gram.
Ooh.
Okay. Item number three. That one's from Coles.
Mm-hmm.
Item number three is from Amazon.com. Is the Smith's Potato Chips Mega Mix Value Multi-Pack. That is 60 of those little packets that you might put in like a lunchbox before the PC Brigade stopped kids eating anything nice.
Okay.
All right. So just to review, you've got the Share Pack 170 gram of Doritos. You've got the Pork Crackle Snacks 50 gram. And you've got the 60 mini packets of Smith's potato chips.
Ooh.
What do you think is the cheapest?
The pork crackle first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Doritos.
Okay.
And then the Smith's packet from Amazon.
Okay. All right. Locking it in.
Here we go.
So, from Coles, the gold medal pork crackle snacks, 50 gram, comes in at $2.50.
I thought so. Yep.
Now, the Woolworths Glendale Doritos corn chips 170 gram pack.
Bigger packet.
Bigger packet. Ari, can you guess the price for a bonus? No.
$6.50.
No. $4.80 at the moment, which means you are still in this at this point, Rachel. Everyone in Lemon Tree Passage is behind you.
Here we go.
The 60 mini packs of chips from Amazon comes in at $25.43. You've got and done it.
Well done, Rachel.
Oh, amazing.
You are off to play some Simbay Golf at Rippert Golf Broadmeadow, plus in the draw to win a family pass for the Jets, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I won, buddy.
Yeah. Another local winner here on the show.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, I've been taking baby Esme around in the car in this little thing called a capsule, which is basically like a baby handbag. Right?
So, like putting a chihuahua inside a handbag.
It's more complicated than that. But basically, it's a little thing you can carry around with a handle. So you like, you carry it into the car and then you like clip it into a base and it goes clink and then it's like stuck in the car like a car seat.
Genius.
Then you unclip, you press a button that unclips and you got your baby handbag again. Away you go. You go down the shops or whatever, right?
Yeah, like stuffing her in a duffel.
Well, sort of. It's basically like a little baby duffel bag that's safe in the car.
Great.
Anyway, that's been all good and well.
Great.
Unfortunately now, getting a little bit heavy. And because Emmy has, like, a very small car with only front doors, like, getting it in and lifting it over the seat and stuff, Emmy's been getting a bit of a sore back. This is my wife's
a
bit sore because it's an awkward angle and stuff like that. So she said, right, we need a new car seat that isn't a handbag one.
Great.
We need one that just stays in the car so you're not lifting the weight of the baby and the weight of this capsule thing at the same time. I said, sounds fantastic. Research a couple and, you know, find what the best few are and then I'll help narrow it down. She narrowed it down to two and then said, here, these are the two I'm looking at. Can you check them out? So I looked at all the videos and whatever, did my homework. I said, this is the one we should pick, right? Because it has this feature where on one side it's, like, easy to get the baby in, which is really important with a two-door car. Because it's like you want it to be easy to get in. You don't have to lift it over like a belt thing, right?
Yeah.
So get that one. Anyway, that night, Emmy's up late watching more of these videos on these two car seats.
Doing her research.
Well, once again, she's like, in the morning, even though I'd already said pick that one, she goes, I'm still undecided. Aww. I still don't know which one to get. Anyway, we go to the trip down to Baby Bunting. And the two reps are there. It's like buying a car or something.
Oh,
there's reps there from each brand. They're like, let me show you the fit. Yeah, this is unbelievable, right? There's reps there from every brand that is in the shop. And they're like, let us show you the features and whatever and whatever.
I guess because having a baby is a trend now.
I don't know if that's the right thing to say. But anyway, they're there showing off all their features and wares. Finally, we decide, we make the decision.
Yep.
I want the one with the feature that's easy to get it in from the side, right?
Obviously.
Which makes sense, makes sense. Anyway, then, they don't have the colour you want.
What colour do you want?
And you have to book in to get it fitted, right?
By the time that happens, she'll be 5 years old and walking.
I know. Anyway, we get the booking the next day. We go back for the... You can't do it even the same day. Unbelievable, right? You truly... It's like you have to have a doctorate to get this thing put in the car, which is just slipping a belt over it, whatever.
Whoever's running this show, Baby Bunting, needs to get a grip.
Anyway, I'm sure unless they're sponsored the show, then fantastic, right? Mm. Anyway, we finally get the booking. We get the seats. Not quite the right colour, but whatever. And then it's fitted, and apparently it's not fitted right in the right spot. So, once again, Emmy's had another sleepless night thinking about this thing. I'm like,
oh, bless her.
My God, can this car seat just think, can they just make it simpler to put babies in cars? Because why is it so complicated?
Well, make life less complicated. Just let her bounce around in the back seat and hope for the best.
You know what? I've been considering it. Obviously, I haven't. Obviously, I'm joking.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So if you have kids that are currently in Year 12 or you're in the car and you're in Year 12 yourself, good morning and good luck because today, of course, is the start of the HSC.
That's right.
Yeah, paper one for English.
Oh, my God. Mm. The serious stuff.
It is serious. 9:50, it starts as of this morning. So hopefully you're getting up, having a good breakfast, just revising some of your notes. I mean, I can remember when I was doing the HSC, that's all I would do from, like, morning till dusk was just go through all my notes every single day.
That's all you can do, right? Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with doing some last-minute revising. That's no. Okay. That's good.
In fact, it's what a good strategy, maybe this year if you're in Year 11 or whatever, is leave all of your revising till the last day.
No.
Till the day before.
Oh, look, there's every year has people like that, and you know
and
what?
And they're really successful.
No. makes me shake my head. I can remember there were some students in my cohort back in the day, and they were just like, oh, yeah, I only started studying this week, and I would just glare at them like, do not bring my ATAR down, mate. I will kill you. But all's well that ends well.
Yeah, they're really successful.
I don't know. I don't talk to them. Clearly, they weren't my friends at all.
Obviously, I am joking. Your study in advance.
That's right. Well,
Ari heart palpitations.
Literally. So the next few weeks will be a little bit of a tough time for some 17 and 18-year-olds, but you know what, guys? Good luck to you.
Right. Yeah.
We have the station behind you.
That's right. New FM is behind you. You got this.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Just a bit of an insight into behind the scenes of this show. We talk a lot about food. Like,
sure.
Crevo, you love to cook.
That's right. I'm a big foodie.
That's right. I'm an expert snacker, so I know my snacks. That's right. So we do talk a lot about food. One of the things that came up behind the scenes as well was all the things that you have in your house, all the food in your cupboard, your freezer, your fridge, whatever. But the certain foods that you can't have in the house because you overeat it.
Destroy them, yeah.
You literally, like, as soon as it comes into your pantry, you are eating it straight away.
You don't have to worry about use-by dates with stuff like that.
No.
Because it's going to expire.
It is gone. And then we were having a chat about my brother, for example. Now, my family is big foodies themselves, which is fantastic. But every time my brother comes up to visit us in the Cam Park, he's always saying to Mum, and Dad, guys, you can't have any leftover chicken and leek pie. You can't have any, like, of these specific cheeses. You can't have these chocolates, these donuts, whatever it is.
He's got a big list.
He's got, like, a list. It's like, whenever I come home back to the old house, you guys always have so much food there that I'm obsessed with. You can't have them in the house because I will actually eat all of it.
Finish it, right.
Yeah,
and
then he feels guilty.
He's watching his figure.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Mum's like, oh, come off it, son. Like, just don't eat it.
Yeah.
Not an option. So I have jumped on this bandwagon with my brother, and I will throw my hands up in the air and admit it as well. As soon as pork crackle comes into the pantry, as soon as Twiggy Sticks gets in the fridge, I am demolishing it no matter what.
Right. So they're your top weaknesses, pork crackle and Twiggy Sticks.
Oh, yeah. Weird, isn't it? I know.
It's a strange combination.
It is. Do you have any snacks that you can't have in the house, Crevo?
Yeah, definitely. So, Pringles.
Oh, what flavour?
Well, just like original.
Oh,
just
okay.
Can't have them in the house.
Right.
So much so that I've now exclusively got them as a holiday food.
Oh.
So you crack open a mini can on holidays, happy days, but they cannot enter the house.
Interesting.
In fact, I've put up a little sign out the front.
No, Pringles.
There's a Pringles with that, like, red circle with a line through it.
Banned.
Banned. Totally banned. Next one.
Yep.
I've got real weakness for this.
Mm.
Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, yes. Oh, now, aren't they elite?
They are. Or if they, the problem is if they enter, I just keep smashing them. And then I've had four in a day. And I think, what am I doing?
Like four boxes?
No.
Oh, like, I was going to say.
Like, because usually you want to have like one a day, you know. This is your.
In what world?
This is a fantasy, right?
Okay.
It's a fantasy.
Right, okay.
You go, oh, there's like a 15 pack or who knows how small shrinkflation has made it. Mm-hmm. You go, well, that should be, you know, a week. Maybe we have one a day each after dinner or something. No, it's gone in like 2 days.
Yeah, that's a bit dangerous.
Okay, there's one that's currently on like a potential near ban list.
Oh.
And that is ice cream at my house.
Ice cream?
Yeah, it's getting a real run at the moment. And it's going like those, we buy the like, you know, nice one in a cardboard tub. You know, the ones that are circle cardboard tub.
Yeah.
Various brands, whatever. It's just going down too quickly.
Interesting.
It's nearly banned from the house. I give it weeks, honestly. If something isn't done about the rate of ice cream consumption, it's going to get a ban. So they're the ones at my house.
Okay, well, let's throw it to the people. 4967-4105. Give us a call. Tell us what snacks or any type of food that you cannot have in the house because you will absolutely smash them. It could be you, could be the kids, could be your partner.
Exactly. You want to dob someone in.
Yes, give us details.
This is your chance. Vent a little bit. All right, let's go to Mount Hutton. Simon, what's banned from your place? Because it gets eaten too quick.
Oh, morning, everybody. Just plain salted potato chips. In particular, the Aldi ones.
Oh, really? Are they just extra crispy or something?
Mm. They are the best thing on the market, I reckon.
Best thing on the market. Now, how quickly do they get eaten if you get a bag and you break to the weakness and one comes in the house?
Yeah, till it's gone.
Just keep going. As soon as it arrives in the house, it's opened and already it just eat and eat and eat till it's gone.
I'm on Simon's bandwagon here.
I hear you.
All right, head and greeter. Good morning, Tina. What's the snack that you can't stop eating?
Oh, God. I'm on Simon's bandwagon here.
I hear you.
Are you? You must have your radio turned up there, Tina. Let's turn that down and have another go. Yes, we still got you?
And pork crackle.
Pork crackle as well, is it? Yeah, right. Well, turn your radio down next time.
Pork crackle's good.
But pork crackle is good. Chips are good. We understand all of the weaknesses.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Okay, so every year around 200 puppies enter the Seeing Eye Dogs program to be trained to provide support to Aussies, right?
Oh, I love this. You know, they're obviously helping people out from the start.
Well, as the end of the year draws closer, the company Vision Australia is now on the hunt for more 6-month or 1-year volunteer carers for the puppies in training. Have you heard of this type of thing before?
Yeah, I think basically they go to puppy school by day and then you give them goodos and, you know, pat them by night.
Yeah, you give them a home, basically, until they're ready to go for someone in need.
Yeah.
Well, apparently in the Hunter region, specifically in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie, they were looking around for about 5 carers from now until Christmas. Yeah. So I don't know if there's still vacancies there. They've probably been all snapped up for this year, but there definitely will be next year.
And what a great thing to get involved with, because you're taking care of a dog and also you're helping someone down the track with vision impairment.
That's right.
Because you're supporting what is such important work.
And, you know, maybe if you can't really afford to have a dog for many years, or if you don't know if you'll be able to care for them for a long period of time, this is great if you love dogs and you just want to care for them for a little while.
What a fantastic, you know, part of the community to be.
Yeah.
Please go out there and do it. Let's snap up those last 5 ones and get them sorted, hey?
I would love to do that.
ASAP.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, ScoMo apparently is set to get a new job.
Okay.
He's going to be working for an Australian, like, space company, which has very ambitious plans. They want to put up satellites, all sorts of things.
Awesome.
He'll be on the board, which...
Doing what?
Great question. This seems like a bit of a mismatch.
You
like,
think?
What is he doing, you know, getting involved in a space company? I can see him going to work, off to work for, you know, some... I don't know, something to do with business or whatever. But
yeah,
just space just doesn't seem like a mismatch.
Also, who's giving him the job? Like, why would you give him the job? Like, I don't get it.
Great question. Mm. The whole thing seems a little bit weird, especially when you remember, first of all, when he went to do that press conference and he got on some bloke's lawn that had just freshly been planted. And he decided, let's get all the cameras on here on this freshly planted lawn. Let's have a listen to this memory.
Sure. Let's just move back from there.
Come on. Hey, guys, I've just reseeded that.
Yeah, please. So it's the projects that count. It's the projects that count.
It's the projects that count.
Yeah, not someone's lawns project, yeah, apparently.
Look where you're going, mate.
Honestly, like, that man sounded like a regular guy in his 30s or 40s, just taking care of his property. At least it wasn't some old man going, get off me lawn!
Exactly. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Let's also never forget the chicken curry that he made during lockdown on video.
Chicken curry?
Yeah, he made a chicken curry, and the chicken, it's clear as day in the video, is completely raw.
Oh.
Is totally undercooked, totally unsafe. Do you want this bloke in charge of launching satellites? It's a no from me, right? Absolutely not. And then, finally, imagine this. You've got ScoMo working at your company. Happy days. You think, oh, we'll have some connections here.
Walking in with his beady eyes and his teddy bear smile.
Sure, look, all of that is what it is.
Mm.
But then, oh, it's Friday night. We're all off to the pub. And then he sees a lonely microphone there.
Uh-oh.
And he thinks, this is an opportunity to do some karaoke.
Everyone needs to hear my voice.
Yeah, because let's not forget how much he loves singing April Sun in Cuba.
To the April Sun in Cuba.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Bring him to King Street.
ScoMo, what are you doing? Lay off the ukulele. That is not for you.
Someone get him some singing lessons while you're
please,
at it.
Please. He needs that more than a job.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I have some exciting news.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Over in Massachusetts, I'm talking the US.
Yeah.
There are some scientists at Tufts University believing that they've developed a silk-based fluid that turns into strong sticky fibres when shot through a needle. Basically, Spider-Man. Well, that's right. Apparently, these sticky fibres can do what Spider-Man can. So the sling abilities is what they've tried to develop.
Oh, my God.
The breakthrough development involves silk moth protein, or what they call fibroin. So this is all just
science chat.
Mixed with dopamine, which is a chemical, obviously, in our brains, which accelerates solidification and whatever to enhance something strength, allowing the fibres to lift objects over 80 times their weight.
Oh, I didn't realise you were one of the scientists working on this.
Yeah, clearly, because I know what
something strength
means. While not as strong as spider silk itself, the fibres show potential for various applications that can be fine-tuned for controlled adhesion and strength. This is Spider-Man's webs.
This is actually genuinely extraordinary.
Yes.
Because ever since I first saw Spider-Man, I wanted to be able to leap between buildings using a little string thing that shot out my arm.
Well, that's right.
To be able to do that in my lifetime truly is living the dream.
And, like, when you shoot these webs out of, like, this needle thing that's attached to your wrist.
Sure.
Like, lifting 80 times your weight, that's obviously going to swing you across buildings.
No,
it's gonna
worry
help,
at all.
It's going to help stop, like, out-of-control trucks and cars and trains, like in the movies.
Yes, of course. Oh. I didn't even think of that. Think of the potential for, like, law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's, like, a naughty person on an e-scooter who's not supposed to be doing that, or like a, you know, dirt bike or whatever.
Become the vigilante of Cameron Park.
That's it. Come here. You're not going anywhere.
So Peter Parker, look out.
Yeah. Peter Cameron Parker is ready to take you down.
Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 locations. New FMs, restore your outdoor.
That's right. We're putting more people in the draw to win $2,500 worth of outdoor furniture from Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 big locations. What more could you want? Okay.
you know what? The Weber barbecues there, there's so many different options. Of course, they're the home of it, right?
Well, the thing is, for $2,500, you can set up and redo your whole outdoor area, your alfresco area.
You can really splurge, right?
Yeah. So you've got your barbecue, then you've got whatever you want, a pizza oven, you've got couches, you've got glassware, you've got everything you need.
Even outdoor games, tables, everything that you could possibly imagine.
It's your choice.
That's right. It's $2,500. Mm. All right. Of course, you need to be listening out for a certain song. This is the one you need to be listening out for. You know it. You love it. Did you, let's just hear a bit of Ari doing it. Ready? You sing along, right? You know the one. Beyonce's Single Ladies. When you hear that, you want to be phoning up ASAP because it's really competitive. 4967-4105, of course, is the number.
Only when you hear that song, though.
That's right.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, it is the 15th of October today. However, in about just less than 2 weeks' time, I want to say, Halloween is coming up, okay? It's right around the corner.
It's so soon, isn't it?
It is. And if you've been around the shops just recently, you would have noticed a lot of things pop up for Halloween, a lot of, like, trick-or-treating items, whatnot.
Sure.
But this is what we want to talk about at the moment, is the fact of Halloween costumes have always been, I guess, an interesting topic to talk about, but also to see people dress up in.
Well, often they're topical as well, you know. For example, they're saying this year the top costume will be Ray Gun.
Okay, well, I'll also add to that because my partner and his best friend are going to dress up as the Menendez brothers because all of that, like the TV show just came out.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that's another top one.
Topical items. Sometimes, you know, and they'll put together these costumes. Somehow they bang them out in a factory in China and away they go, right?
And that's cool. However, what if we had topical costumes for, I guess, places around here, so
I
our
love
region.
That. Yeah.
So you've got what? Newcastle, the Hunter, Lake Macquarie, whatever.
Sure.
So let's go by, I don't even know how to categorize it. Like, categorize it in like the
areas,
stereotypes?
I reckon areas.
Okay.
I'll kick things off. Mm-hmm. Living in Mayfield, okay. I would like to suggest what I call the Mayfield Philosopher.
What's that?
So they're often guys, sometimes girls, that will hang out around your Mayfield Aldi or Woolworths there. And I can only assume that they're talking about philosophy because they sit there for hours on end having discussions, often quite lively discussions.
With themselves?
No, often in a group. Yeah, they like to sit on the little chairs around there and have chats. So in the Mayfield Philosopher's costume pack comes in the little, you know, click button pack, the Sealy ones that that you get your costumes in.
Mm-hmm.
You would get yourself, first of all, it comes with a push bike, this one, because that's how you know that they've gotten there.
Yeah.
Item number two is what I call the Mayfield briefcase, which is a goon bag.
Oh, love that.
Maybe Sunnyvale, a similar brand.
Probably.
Yeah, that's it. Barry, perhaps. It also comes with a jean jacket, because they often seem to be wearing jean jackets.
Interesting.
Yep. And then for the final item, it comes with a cap, like a hat.
Yeah.
But part of it is ripped. Right, just to really set the scene. So if you put all that together, you've got yourself the Mayfield Philosopher's costume.
Gee, but most people wouldn't even need a costume. They just come in what they wear every day. Like,
well, you have a think about all of that.
Mm.
All right, what have you got?
Well, because I hail from Cameron Park.
Sure.
Okay, I know my parking's pretty well.
Sure.
But there's always an electric scooter kid. So I'm going to base my made-up costume on this. So basically what it would come in my costume pack is a bum bag kind of stretched around the shoulders and the chest.
I know what you mean, yep.
Then I would also have a cap, but it'll be like one of those flat caps for a teenager, like all that type of thing that they would wear.
Sure, sure.
Like Gucci or whatever they wearing at the moment.
Yeah.
Also Nike high tops. And it comes complete with a blow up scooter.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. All right. I've got my next one here, which is the Curry Curry unregistered dirt bike rider costume.
Love it.
So that comes with, first of all, even though you've got a helmet, which is part of the costume, Oakley Sunnies. They have to be, they are mandatory.
Yep.
You've also got the Converse shoes, which are not really safe for dirt bike riding, but safety doesn't seem to be the top priority there.
That's right.
That's right. And they've also comes with, once again, you've also got the bum bag.
Okay. So seems like a theme.
The bum bag seems to be quite popular in the Halloween costumes department this year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I've got another one for you.
Sure.
Moving closer into the city.
Yep.
King Street Macca's Muncher, right? So I'm talking about the late night, Friday night,
2 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
The 24 hours Macca's there.
Yeah. Your group of young men or whatever wearing all full like buttoned up polo shirts so from what came up.
That's item number one, buttoned up polo shirt.
Yep. You've got some cheapy looking board shorts.
Yep, sure.
Then you've also got your Vans shoes with like different colored laces.
Nice.
And then you've got that thick kind of silver chain that they wear around, like, underneath their collars.
I love that.
Yeah, and, like, some loose change banging around in their pockets with a Macca's bag.
Perfect. You're ready to go. All right, the final Newcastle costume that's available this Halloween.
Okay.
Click, 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 you open up the backer, and out comes, this is the costume for the Merryweather Mum.
Ooh!
In there is some Lululemon gear. Perhaps you got the tights or maybe the top, either or.
That's fancy.
Yeah, well, sure, you know the area.
Mm.
There's also, and this is, they're obviously not real keys, but a fake set of keys to a Mercedes four-wheel drive. So you can pomp them down on the table and they know what kind of car you're driving.
Nice.
There's also, once again, it's a fake dummy, but it's the latest iPhone. But that's there as well with one of those bedazzled cases.
Great.
So that's ready to go for you. And finally, a fake Prada handbag. You have that there ready and you are set to go. You are the Merryweather Mum.
I love this.
So I think we need to get these going with a local costume shop.
Trademark it.
Done. Done and dusted.
Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue. Now in 5 locations. New FMs. Restore your outdoor.
Oh, this is so exciting. Just in time for summer. Can you envision, right, your whole outdoor area refreshed, looking absolutely perfect. All your friends, family coming around, neighbours. Oh, my God, how good's that outdoor lounge? How good's that new barbecue? You're like, I know, it's just amazing because I want it off New FM.
That's right.
I mean, this,
everything's better when it's free.
That is so true. But of course, if you don't win it, spend your own money with Alfresco Outdoors. They have such a good range. Check out their website.
Yeah.
Prepare to be blown away.
Yeah, it's a bit specky.
It certainly is. Very, very special. Let's meet the person who was quick enough to call up this morning when they heard the all important song.
Yes, let's do it. Good morning, Nikki in Singleton. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks, guys.
Perfect.
Well, fine. Hopefully it turns into a lot better. Mm. Congratulations. You're in the draw for $2,500 to spend.
Awesome. That's wonderful.
What's your outdoor area looking like at the moment, eh?
Well, I'm going to onset this and give this to my daughter and son-in-law. They've just built a beautiful brand new home.
Oh,
and
lovely.
This will just build on what they've already starting to establish as a beautiful, nice, outdoor, restful space for them and the children.
Right. It's like a brand new chapter for them. So something to decorate that space.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
You're a great mum, Nikki. Thanks.
Sometimes.
We believe you are.
Yeah, well, you've convinced us and that's all that matters. Mm. Good luck. You are in the draw.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy beautiful Singleton. There you go. It's as easy as that.
Yes.
Just be listening for those all-important songs, and we give you a big clue when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to be fast on the fingers.
That's
really
right.
Quick. 4967-4105. Don't forget that number. Save it in your phone.
Yeah.
If you haven't.
Doing it all day.
You've got to be. That's right. We're doing it all day. Even with Joel for your live and local drive home.
That's right.
It just keeps on happening. Well, that is us pretty much done for today.
Yeah, it's nearly 9 o'clock. Let's get out of here.
Housekeeping wise, we do have to give away a prize, though.
We certainly do.
We've got an hour. Family pass, the Newcastle Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, how good are the Jets?
Yes, we want to give that away to Justin in Maitland for getting involved on the show earlier, talking about what went wrong in the garden, all the mishaps.
That's right. If you want to hear the full story, don't forget, check out our podcast wherever you get them, Spotify, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And that's us done. Have a great day and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.